Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. We've been investigating the bracha of Hashivenu Avinu L'Sara Secha, the bracha of Tshuva, asking Hashem to help us return. We spoke about Hashivenu Avinu, he's our father, among the brachas that we refer to Hashem as our father. Father is unconditionally loving and forgiving, and that's why we position he is our father, specifically within the bracha of asking him to bring us back. First step to coming back is Hashivenu Avinu to what? L'Sara Secha. Torah is our compass. It's our navigational guide to know how to come back and how to return. V'karvenu Malkeinu, and then we pivot from Avinu to Malkeinu, La'avoda Secha, Torah Mitzvah, speak to the Guf, bring us back. V'achazirenu b'tshuva shlema lefanecha. That's what we're up to, bring us back, b'tshuva shlema, a complete tshuva. And where does the complete tshuva leave us? It leaves us lefanecha, before you. What does that mean, before you? Why is the goal, the ambition, the aspiration of a complete tshuva to arrive? The destination is lefanecha, that we arrive before you. So some say lefanecha means all the way to the kisei hakavod, that the baal tshuva, the person who takes responsibility and accountability, person who says, I failed, but I'll learn 7 times, I'll get up, that's a tzaddik. Lefanecha, the goal is to arrive, the destination is to get to the kisei hakavod. Others say the goal of tshuva is to get us to the place of lefanecha, is nochach. Person who does tshuva not only is not ashamed, not embarrassed, not guilty, not only doesn't shy away from Hashem, they live in that place of nochach. They feel the presence of Hashem wherever and whenever. The baal tshuva, the person who has reclaimed their life, who's done tshuva, arrives in the place of nochach, of lefanecha. They find themselves before Hashem. I saw another perush that was very meaningful. What does it mean, lefanecha? We want to do tshuva shlema, and the test of tshuva shlema is lefanecha, because who knows if tshuva is really shlema? There are people who change their ways, who improve their behavior, who transform their actions. But why? Maybe because there are social consequences, social pressure, peer pressure. Maybe because someone around them is forcing them to. How does one know if the tshuva is shlema? How do you know if it's sincere and honest and authentic? How do you know that it's complete? The answer is lefanecha. Only Hashem knows what's in a person's heart. Only Hashem can testify that the tshuva is in fact shlema. Tshuva can be external. Tshuva can be superficial. On the outside, someone's rehabilitated themselves, somebody's doing all the right things, but it's only on the outside. How do you know it's shlema? How do you know it's real and it's genuine? Only lefanecha, Hashem, and only Hashem is the one who can testify to that. But the question is, why do we define tshuva as shlema? Is there a tshuva that's not shlema? So we just said, yes, external, superficial. Tshuva is not the only shlema. In the Amida, we refer to several things as shlema, complete or whole. Anyone know what the others are? Geula shlema and refuah shlema. It's not a coincidence. Those are the things that we daven for that we don't want, lechatzayin. We don't want only partially or in an incomplete way. We want those things, but we want them shlema. We want them whole. We want them complete. So I saw several interpretations of these several things. Tshuva, the first among them. One of the Sfarim of Rabbi Tibor Stern was a Rav in Miami. In one of his Sfarim, he talks about the following. The Mashiach comes, lo yishah af echad begol v'lachein tia geula shlema. When Mashiach will come, will merit the geula shlema. What makes it complete? B'shlemas ha-geula, u'b'shlemas ha-uma, u'b'shlemas ha-torah, u'b'shlemas eretz ha-kedosha. What makes the geula shlema complete and whole is that we will be a complete people with a complete Torah and a shlemas eretz ha-kedosha. And you can find a remez, he says, an allusion to this, in the 4 languages of geula that is hinted to in the word taryag. In what merit can we have a full, complete geula that comprises all these other complete things? Taryag is Rosh Hateva, 613 mitzvos. Taryag is Rosh Hateva, is an acronym for Tshuva and Refuah, Yisrael and Geula. Tshuva, Refuah, Yisrael and Geula. Only when all those components and composites are Shlema, through the performance and observance of Torah and mitzvos, then we'll get the Geula Shlema. So Torah, Yisrael, Refuah, then will be zocha to the geula shlema. They're hinted to in taryag, and these 4 are also alluded to in the dalet kosos. And what do the kosos have to do? Have to be to qualify to fulfill the mitzvah of dalet kosos on Pesach? They have to be shlema. They have to be shalem. They have to be complete. They have to be filled to the top. It's only the complete cup, the four cups, the four components, Taryag, that we merit the Geula Shlema. The Kleizenberger Rebbe Zatzal, the Admor of Tzanz, had a different interpretation. He says, there's a different acronym, not Taryag, and the acronym is Esrog, Emuna, Tshuva, Refua, Geula. These four things, Esrog. And why is Esrog the acronym? Because the halacha is, for an Esrog to be kosher, it has to be Shalem. Can't take a bite or a chunk. You drop the Esrog, it's incomplete. The Esrog is pusel. The Esrog is not good. So these are the Esrog is the acronym. Just like the Esrog has to be complete to be kosher, we want, we wish for, we daven for a complete, all the components of the acronym Esrog, Emuna Shlema, Tshuva Shlema, Refua Shlema, and Geula Shlema. Each of these we don't want in an incomplete or in a compromised or corrupt way. We want them to be whole. And lastly, Reb Chaim Zatzal brings down, Reb Chaim brings down another pshat. I first heard this from my brother-in-law Binyamin, but I found it in Reb Chaim. He says, Refua, Tshuva, and Geula, we say these three things in the Amidah Shlema. Why? These are three components of life where if a person achieves, if a person lives, if a person merits them, you're actually more whole than you were to begin with. Look in the Dara Mem Aleph and the Ran Sham, and you'll see, a person who's ill and recovers is stronger than they were than before they were sick. So refuah should be shlema. Shlema means, but having been sick and you came back and you recover and you rehabilitated, you come back shlema, stronger than you were before. Tshuva, mokam shabale tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gemurim omdim gemar brachos lamedalad. So the Baal Tshuva who does tshuva shlema is in a better position than they were even before they made their mistake, because mokam shabale tshuva omdim. And if you look in the Tomer Dvorah on the Midah of Yeshiva Rachameinu, Geula Yiskadel v'yiskadesh shmei Rabba Yosem lefnei Golas Yisrael. That when we achieve the Geula, we're stronger than even then before we were sent and dispersed into Golas. So the dream, the hope, the aspiration of Shlema is that these are three areas of life where once we achieve them, we're in fact better positioned, more complete, stronger than we were before them. That's why we say Shlema, namely Refua Shlema and Tshuva Shlema and Geula Shlema, which should be Zocha for all of them, and to fulfill the Taryag that will bring Mashiach Tzidkenu.